Thank you for joining us on Como News Radio on this Wednesday afternoon. Tracy Ellis, Eric Heintz at the editor's desk. I'm Brian Calvert. And joining me on the Como News line is Phil Watson. He's the director of special projects at the Second Amendment Foundation in Bellevue. Phil, first of all, thanks for making time for us on this very busy news day concerning guns here in this country. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I know a lot of people have this same question. Are you in any way affiliated with the NRA?
No, we are in no way, shape, or form affiliated with the NRA whatsoever. Some people get a little confused when they hear Second Amendment Foundation. They think we're the NRA. That's not true.
I'm speaking with Phil Watson with the Second Amendment Foundation. Phil, I want to come right down to it. President made some proposals today. Your take on what he had to say?
There's actually been a movement by certain groups in the gun community, in the Second Amendment community, behind actually a couple of the proposals. Mainly the NSSF has been behind trying to improve the NICS system with background checks, and I'm not really sure why the president waited so long on that, being that there was a lot of support for actually improving the NICS system. I think there's going to be some disparities in the law here between what he's proposing and what actually will actually be legal or doable. So I'm not sure if they've ironed all that out before they've proposed this stuff, but it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in Congress and in the courts.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of this, there's still work to do because it ultimately is going to come down to what Congress decides is a good idea and what they decide is not a good idea. But, Phil, your take on the whole idea of banning assault-style weapons and banning those magazines that hold so many rounds.
Right. I think the main issue with a lot of people that don't have much experience with those type of weapons or with rifles or shotguns are need to probably go into the educational part of it a little bit more and find out that assault weapons have been banned in the United States since 1986. And that refers to fully automatic select fire weapons or three-round burst.
What about the ban that expired that he's talking about reinstating?
Well, that's actually a ban on semi-automatic weapons, and that's all a gun that does that fires one bullet at a time. So if you're going to ban on guns that fire one bullet at a time, I'm not sure how that's going to be applied, or how that's even supposed to hold up in the courts, being that the courts have said in the last 5 years, the Supreme Court said that you can't ban guns that are in common use, and I think that would probably fall under the common use.
I guess you've left a bunch of question marks in my mind. From my take on it, the president says the guns that the military are using, probably not the guns that the general public should have in their hands here in this country. These are the guns that, can fire off 60, 70 rounds in just seconds.
Well, we're dealing with perception by a certain segment of the population and what's actually reality. Again, I would say, go back to the Hughes Amendment, 1986, the fully automatic weapons have been banned in the United States since 1986. And then the fully automatic, I'm not sure where that line, where those facts are coming from, because it's just not true. These guns that they're talking about banning now only shoot one at a time.
It sounds to me like what you're saying is today the president said he wants to ban a certain type of weapon, but it's not clear to anybody what type of weapon that is?
Correct. There needs to be a conversation about what actually we're talking about, and not just saying, oh, well, assault weapons, and just leaving it at that.
Well, and it almost appears like in this argument so far, we've heard from two very extreme points of view, and you're coming at this from somewhere in the middle saying, I'm not really sure what we're talking about.
And that's a concern, I think, for everybody involved, whether you probably believe in the Second Amendment or whether you're against it. I think being clear about what we're actually proposing isn't really a radical idea.
Okay, well, hopefully we can flesh this out over the next days and weeks. But in the meantime, Phil, thanks so much for the added perspective today. Phil Watson with the Second Amendment Foundation.